We seem to have gotten ourselves into it again. Me and Angry Rich.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's fabulous. We're being attacked on a liberal website. Is this a Media Matters?
It's on a bunch of sites right now. Yeah. Media Matters is one of them.
Google it on Media Matters.
That's one of those watchdogs that supposedly rides herd on us wild and crazy guys.
That's right.
And what was it I was attacked for this time?
Today?
Yes.
We played some audio of John Stewart crying after 9/11 to try to juxtapose how he's been bashing Bush for the past 6 years.
Right. I mean, all this, you know, you listen to The Daily Show or watch it. It's a funny show, and John Stewart's hysterical. And, I mean, you know, he just tears this war on terror apart. And you know, just a couple of days ago, we said, let's roll back the hands of the clock and see what he was saying when it came back on the air after 9/11. Well, he was all teary and sobby. And, you know, I believed him. At the time, I said, man, you know, that came from the heart. But now, after listening to
him, 6 years.
6 years of him attacking everything that's been done to make sure there isn't another one of those, you just got to wonder.
You got to conclude he's a phony.
Well, that's what I concluded, and we're being attacked for coming to that conclusion. But I ask you, anybody who listens, or excuse me, once again, watches The Daily Show, and Jon Stewart's a very funny guy. I mean, it's just like throwing fish to clapping seals. He walks out on that stage and tosses fish at that audience, and the fish are, Bush sucks, boy, and they eat it up. So we said, well, what did he say? So we looked back and we found that, gee, he'd gotten all weepy way back then. And it just didn't seem to match with what you hear today.
The view from my apartment.
Oh, my God.
Was the World Trade Center.
He's breaking up. Oh, God.
And now it's gone. And they attacked it.
He did.
This symbol, American ingenuity and strength and labor and imagination and commerce.
Yeah. Okay. So they said I was mean to do that? Well, I guess I was. But they also attacked me and Angry Rich for an unfortunate turn of the phrase last week.
A man who hoarded his wife's cancer as a fundraising gimmick.
Yeah. Well, and what was underlying that statement was not just hyperbole. What Angry Rich was referring to was that the Edwards campaign took all of the email that were sent to Elizabeth Edwards when it was announced that her cancer had returned, and put all of those people on a fundraising list. So if you wrote and I think the example I used was if Laura Ingraham, who's, you know, a not by any means a John Edwards supporter, and herself is a cancer survivor, if she expressed to Elizabeth Edwards a little sympathy and, you know, hope you do well and get well, all of a sudden Laura Ingraham's going to get a John Edwards fundraising letter. That's the reward for expressing sympathy for Mrs. Edwards having a recurrence of cancer? You get a please send John $100 note?
What a fraud.
Exactly. There's a little bit of ribbit there at the end. The war on Gibson is real. It is pursued every day by the people who just can't abide what you hear on this radio program.
David Brock is listening 24 hours a day.
Right now.
Gay boyfriend.
And he's, I'm sure he'll attack me tomorrow for suggesting that maybe Elizabeth Edwards has somehow broken her own shield by some of her activities and some of her statements.